feeling. Oh my God. How about that? Huh? Oh, today, this week, the mood is joyful, excited, hopeful. Holy crap. You know, if you missed the show last week, it was a great discussion because we had some really incredible people. Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim was here, and we had a really great conversation with one. Hey, Justice-elect Susan Crawford. Cue the applause. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Oh, how does that feel, friends? Check it out, though, if you want to listen to it. And it was really interesting. Senator Alfheim asked Justice-elect Crawford about the maps. And that really was interesting because she really didn't talk much about that, because that's what all the media and the Republicans wanted her to talk about leading up to the election. But she gave a really candid answer. And so if you want to hear it, civicmedia.us, and you can search our show. You can listen to it on the app. It was really, really awesome. And my thanks to Senator Dassler-Alfheim, and wonderful. It just feels so good to say Justice-elect Susan Crawford. How about that? This week, though, we are going to talk to two of my all-time favorite people. First, there's someone that I have known since I was a little baby in the Brown County GOP. My dear friend, Tracy Mangold, she is here with us. She is the former secretary of the 8th District GOP. We're going to talk about that hot mess, what's going on with that. It is a hot mess, by the way, so you'll get to hear all about that. And then we have, this woman is freaking everywhere, like just absolutely everywhere. We're going to talk with former congressional candidate, current activist, always the caretaker, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Is here
today playing the role of Kristen,
which is
as opposed to last week playing the role of Kristen Alfheim.
Yeah, yes, it was so funny. So we were at the protest that was there was a great event that was in Green Bay. There was over 1,000 people there,
just a block away.
A block away. It was amazing, and my son Charlie, after the event, so Kristen was holding the bullhorn and Charlie was doing the chants. He was like, you know, I think that. Maybe other than her kids, I'm probably her number one fan.
Oh, he might be the number one fan because my kids don't actually like me that much.
No, so that was so cool though, and like, what a change. November sucked, and it feels like we're coming out of a long bad dream. Like the fog is lifting, and there is a path forward.
I had forgotten what hope felt like.
Yeah.
And I knew that if we won that election, I would feel good. But it is almost like a fog.
Yeah.
Like this pall has been lifted and like, oh, what do we do next? Okay, how do we get people together? Let's have more conversation. Let's fix this.
Right.
We do have some power here.
We do have
power.
Momentum.
Yes.
Yeah. What surprised you about the results?
How fast they came in.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be neck and neck. I was ready for a recount.
Yeah.
So 8:45, I was absolutely like blown away.
Yeah. I was sitting at the table with my kids and my wife, and I'm like, oh my God. Holy bleep, she's going to win this. And it's not going to be close.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that.
Well, when they said that they were running out of ballots
now,
in Milwaukee,
yeah.
That was a sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, voter turnout was just...
Was it 9:16 that was called by the AP?
By the AP, but Cook Report called it at 8:45.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. There was a couple other ones. The first one I saw was The Hill.
Uh-huh.
And that was right around that time, too.
Wow.
I thought it would take days.
I did, too.
I wasn't sure. Just the way things have been going. But I was pleasantly surprised.
And can I just say, I am so proud to be a Wisconsinite.
Yeah.
Because the shenanigans that led up to it with Elon Musk and all the money, just like blatantly trying to pay off Wisconsinites for their votes, and the event in Green Bay with the big checks that went to insiders, not regular people.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, it was just so like, so are you in the in crowd or not?
Yeah.
And, you know, there are only a few people who are in the in crowd and they're not from here. And Wisconsinites figured it out and they pushed back and they said, we are not for sale. And we weren't.
It was so like, and it's vindication, but it's also really funny how, you know, leading up to it, the Republicans, it was like, George Soros and all this stuff. And it's
they
like,
still are saying that.
It's like, dude, it wasn't even close. Did George Soros pay 25? No, he didn't.
They don't care.
He didn't. And then, well, it was the turnout. Yeah, okay. Uh-huh.
Oh, they're still trying to say that it was, you know, a fraudulent election. Marjorie Taylor Greene is asking for a recount.
What?
I'm like, dude, it was 10
I didn't
points.
See that.
You didn't?
Did she say, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love
Apparently,
her.
Apparently,
she's special.
I love that for her.
You know what I really loved, though? And I don't agree with Brad Schimmel on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say, yeah.
But when he stood up there and he gave his concession speech, it was classy.
Yeah.
And he was getting calls from the audience to reject the results. And he said, nope. We're not going to do that. And my heart went, oh, thank God. Yeah. Because, I mean, I don't know about you guys. I've definitely lost elections, and it feels bad. So to stand there and do that feels bad, but it's the right thing to do. It's the norm. And we've been so far removed from that. And that was, it was so good. So thank you, Brad Schimmel.
It didn't surprise me, though, because that's the kind of guy Brad is.
Mm-hmm.
I've known him, you know, from my work in the Republican Party.
Yep.
I've known him since he first ran.
Yep.
He's always been a good guy. You know, as a person, he's a really good person.
Yeah,
so it did not surprise me that he responded that way. That's Brad.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't agree with him on a lot of the issues, and it's not personal. It's just that this, you know, Crawford was the much better choice in this case.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And I know him as well. And I got a lot of people on Facebook, because when he ran for Attorney General, we helped him at the Brown County GOP.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to know. I mean, I have his cell phone number, right? And I got people commenting on my, well, I remember having a beer at the old Meet the Ticket event, and you were talking to Brad Schimmel, and you're right. And the Brad Schimmel I knew then is not the Brad Schimmel that I know now.
Mm-hmm.
And because in order to survive in that party, the mental gymnastics that you have to do to pass away and to push under the rug all of the things that you know are wrong, all the things that you know are not okay, but you have to be okay with the BS from Trump and the BS from Musk, that 10 years ago, none of the people that I knew would be like, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Let's more of it, please.
It's unbelievable, what you have to give away of yourself in order to be part of the cool kids club.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And I think, you know, if things could have been differently, I'm not saying that the other issues like the rape tests, you know, the rape kit tests and whatnot, but had Brad said, you know, I'm not going to accept money from outside people, and I'm going to, you know, I represent the people of Wisconsin, I represent the Constitution, I'm going to rule, you know, according to that. I need the money, but I'm not going to accept it. That could have changed the dynamic of it.
Yeah.
And I think it could have, you know, we will never know. But, you know, with Johnson saying that without Elon in the mix, he would have lost worse.
Whatever.
He's so tone deaf. No.
Tracy, I hear you saying, let's just get money out of politics.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be everybody.
Wouldn't that be cool?
It would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could happen. It's just that there's too many ties. There's too many... what do you call it?
It's almost as if that Citizens United thing, you know,
was a
big deal.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that something? I texted Ron.
Your old friend Ron?
My buddy. Uh-huh. he didn't text me back.
Surprise, surprise.
I sent it to you, It was great because it was, you know, with my history with our buddy Ron, I had to text him. And with the article, I said, hey, how's your night going, bud?
Oh, boy.
with the article of, that he was defeated, as we're talking with, we've got Tracy Mangold and Kristen Lierley, and we're talking about how amazing the election was. Another thing that was amazing, and I will eat this, I was really nervous for the state superintendent of schools race.
I was less nervous about it because I had seen some polling and it seemed like there
really?
Was a big gap there. But the way that they positioned Brittany Kinzer, they brought her in as an independent and initially at least tried to make her look like a Democrat. But then it was really obvious that she was the Republican's candidate.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting a text, and I don't want to say his name, but it from a high level former person in the assembly.
Uh-huh.
Because I was chastising Kinzer a little bit. Rightfully so, because, you know, charter
schools. She wasn't for public schools.
Right. Right. And you want to be the head of public instruction.
Right.
But you're thinking charter schools are the way to go. And he messaged me and he's like, you realize Brittany Kinzer is a Democrat. You know, and I'm like,
no.
Dude, on what planet? I hope he listens to this. But like, because like, I mean, cool. She's from Milwaukee and I know Brittany. And I'm sure she's a wonderful person. And she does a lot for children. And also, the state of education in Milwaukee and how things are funded and what happens in Milwaukee is not mm-hmm. how we should blanket it across the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And, you know, but yeah, I was nervous about that race.
It's all the trickery and the foolery.
Yes.
And people are confused. The tomfoolery. I had people like texting and calling me the morning of the election. I put out a little voter guide.
Yeah, that was
with
great.
Like all the school board people, as many as I could get, and you know, ask people to contribute as well, because people are confused. It's so hard to know if mm-hmm. there's not a D or an R next to the name, mm-hmm. and you know how you typically vote, so often you don't pay attention to all that stuff. It's hard for people to know all those down ballot candidates.
Yes.
Right. Now, yeah. I'm confused because I'd heard that there was, you know, connection to Moms for Liberty with Kinzer.
Mm-hmm.
There
and
is.
So that's mm-hmm. where I was yep. confused when people were saying, well, but she's a Democrat. I'm like, okay, I'm hearing that she's got connections to Moms with Liberty or for Liberty and this. So it's like the words and the music weren't jiving.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that's another thing that's confusing. And if I'm highly informed, but if people are not and they're seeing this, that's where I worry that there's so much misinformation out there.
There is. Well, there is. And like, I mean, we have to be very... Oh, I loathe Moms for Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I loathe that organization because of what...
They're awful.
They are, because they started off with the anti-masking thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like so many of those groups, you know, the outrage went away. And I was like, oh, shoot, now what do we got to get pissed off about, right? And mm-hmm. and that's how the money comes in, all that stuff. We're going to continue this discussion on the other side of the old break here with Kristen Lierley and Tracy Mangold here on the Rational Revolution.